Yuchtun or Yupik is often the predominant language spoken in Bethel's airport terminals, where hundreds of passengers travel to and from some of Alaska's most remote indigenous communities on a daily basis. Much of the region's store-bought food travels through these same terminals, as well as supplies and equipment people might need in response to a natural disaster.
There's a lot of Yupik.
Julia Jimmy grew up speaking Yuchtun. Now she works as an interpreter and translator for KYUK.
There's kids still growing up Yupik as their first language, and they go to school and learn English.
10,000 people speak Yuchtun on Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
I text my kids in Yupik, they respond in Yupik, and the people are posting in Yupik on Facebook. And yeah, Yupik is still alive, and there's people passing on Yupik knowledge on Facebook and writing in Yupik, yeah.
Just over a year ago, one of the most powerful storms in decades destroyed homes, fish camps, and subsistence gear all along the Bering Sea coast. Afterwards, FEMA hired California-based company Accent on Languages to translate information on disaster assistance into Yupik and Inupiaq, two indigenous languages spoken in the state. But when Julia Jimmy received some of those translations, she couldn't understand them. That's because they were gibberish. It turns out the company FEMA hired to do the translations has no record of working with Alaska's indigenous languages. This fall, the Department of Homeland Security's Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties sent a memo to FEMA saying they opened a complaint investigation into how the agency interacted with Alaska Native communities in the aftermath of last fall's storm. The investigation aims to find out whether there are systemic problems with the way FEMA works with indigenous communities in Alaska. Sam Berlin, who hosts a weekly radio show in Yuchtun on KYUK, says he's thrilled.
I think that's a very positive thing. And to know that they would take the time out for people way up here, especially in our area, when some type of disaster happens, that we can look to our government and get some kind of response.
The mistranslations were particularly offensive to Berlin because he remembers a time when the federal government forbade Alaska Natives and American Indians from speaking their languages at all.
Yes, assimilation is was happening. They were trying to do away with our language.
Accent on Languages CEO Caroline Lee declined an interview, but in an email said the situation prompted her to revamp her company's quality control procedures. FEMA's Deputy Director of External Affairs, Lucas Hitt, also declined an interview. Last January, his agency told KYUK they were no longer working with Accent on Languages. But according to a federal spending database, that's not true. Accent on Languages has landed nearly $480,000 in contracts with FEMA in the year since Typhoon Murbach. It's unclear how much of that money has actually been paid out. In Bethel, I'm Emily Schwing.